able to open the Bible together and look at the Word of God. Tonight we're going to be taking our devotional from the book of Luke, chapter 12, beginning at verse 22. You know, when we hear about suffering, like the people in Nepal have suffered with the loss of life, destruction of property, the normal everyday flow of life has been greatly disrupted for people, including some of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And when we think about the promises of God, this passage certainly comes to mind, that God will provide what we need. And sometimes disaster strikes. I'm thankful that the elders have seen fit to lend help to the brethren there and to supply their needs, because in fact it is through the church that in times of difficulty this kind of prayer is answered, the basic needs of life. He never says that tragedy won't strike and affect God's people, because it certainly will. The church in Jerusalem suffered during times of great famine, and brothers and sisters in Christ were in need. But saints stepped in, and because of love and compassion, those needs were met. And thus, through the church, the promise of God, as we read here, is fulfilled. Beginning at verse 22 of Luke 12, it says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat, or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have, give alms, provide yourself money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that do not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. But where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." God wants our hearts to be in the right place, to be set on spiritual things, so that in our daily walk of life, the spiritual comes first. It's a priority for us. When it comes to opportunities to serve God and to do spiritually related things, that's where our mind is. That's where our heart is. And that's where we will be in our efforts, in our time, and our resources, whatever we can contribute and do toward accomplishing God's will. And when our heart is in the right place, then we begin to do, like he says in verse 31, seek the kingdom of God. All the things that we need in life, God already knows those things, whether it be food or clothing, even shelter, things like that. The basic necessities, God understands everyone needs these things, and who more will he provide for than his own children? So he's looking out for us, he's saying. He's watching over us. His care is constant for us. But what we do remember is that there are times through which God functions by his people, that we are his hands, his feet. We are the means by which he ministers, and at times he will take the bread that is needed by the hungry mouths and provide for them through us, or the clothing that is needed, or the shelter that is needed, the repairs that are needed are done through the church. God is appointed to most especially do good to those who are of the household of faith. But as we have opportunity, we're to also help people around us in this world who are going through difficulties and hardships, because it provides a means of showing love. And love is the foundation or the motivation for all that we do. And when people see love, genuine and sincere, coming from us, and we step in and we help, then it helps us to be able to communicate words and truth and show them that God's will for their life will bring not just a temporary band-aid to a problem, but a lifelong and eternal fix to the problem that human beings are faced with. Sin is what separates us from God. To not have food, clothing, and shelter is a serious thing at times, but it's even more serious to have God's Word that we're feeding upon, to not have spiritual health. And people all around us every day are in that kind of condition, lost in sin, without God, having no hope. And here we are with the bread of heaven, with the water of life that we can supply to them, pointing them to Jesus Christ, the Savior. Tonight, if you're not yet a Christian, think about your own situation right now as it stands before God. Separated from God because of sin is where everyone is until they turn to God for salvation. And He shows us in the many examples in the book of Acts, even in the teachings of Christ during His ministry, in the gospel accounts it's recorded, that people had to believe on Jesus, they had to turn from their sins, they had to acknowledge their faith in Christ, they had to be baptized, where in that act of baptism, their sins were cleansed by the blood. But there are many people that don't believe in the essentiality of baptism. It's what's going to separate many from God forever. But oftentimes where that belief is not held, there's also a lack of belief in the church that we read about in the Bible. There's not an understanding of the true church. The mindset is denominationalism is approved by God and that's the norm. People don't understand. So we've got to do all that we can to point them to the Savior and His way and God's plan for saving man. But most here tonight have put Christ on in baptism. We've had our sins washed. We are walking in the path that leads to heaven, that narrow way that we understand is difficult, and we face difficulties. The challenges you face as a Christian are those things that at times will be discouraging. Sometimes the challenges that we face will cause us to have doubts in weakness. We begin to slip away from active involvement in church activities, in faithfulness to God in our daily life, and putting first things first, as He tells us here. If you need the prayers of your brethren, if you need to return home to your Father, if we can encourage you if you're going through a hard time, you know that your family in Christ is ready and willing to assist you at this time, and we'll do so as we stand and sing.